You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 183.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How you doing, my friends? I hope today's episode finds you doing awesome wherever you are, however you're listening in. First off, just really want to thank you. I want to express my gratitude for being a listener of the show, regardless if you've been with me since the beginning, since episode 000, or if this is your first time joining in. You know, we cover a lot of different topics here, primarily centered around wholesaling and building a team, building a business. But, you know, as of late, I've been talking a lot more about mindset and leadership and things that I think can have a much, much deeper impact on you as a person, you as an entrepreneur, as a leader, and also in your personal life. You know, there's so much crossover to the things that I discuss on the podcast, and that's the type of you know, the reason I'm doing that is because I've been getting more and more positive feedback on that type of content versus the X's and O's. And now that's still important, and I still am going to continue to pour into this podcast and deliver the best quality content I can, and strive to bring on the best experts I can. But you know, just the deeper and deeper I go down this rabbit hole of personal development, the more I realize it's mindset, it's your network, it's surrounding yourself with the right kinds of people, it's having a positive attitude, which is really one of our team's core values. And so I just want to communicate that to you so you understand how I'm coming up with the content for the show. It's about the feedback I get, and it's about what I truly believe in my heart of hearts is going to have the most profound effect on you as a person. You know, we're people first, and then we're everything else, right? And I think so many people have that equation reversed, where it's business first, it's making money, and yet everything else in their personal life suffers. That's something that Life in Air has really instilled in me, and has really just kind of brought to the forefront of, you know, of just the way I operate, you know. And by the way, that doesn't mean that I got everything figured out, that I don't have challenges, that I don't have issues I deal with, because I do on a daily basis. So I certainly don't want to come here and, you know, sound like I got everything figured out, because I don't. I'm always striving to be better today than I was yesterday, and better tomorrow than I was today. And I really want to just encourage you to strive to do the same, you know, because this life can be tricky sometimes. We don't, you know, most people don't have it all figured out. And I think if you have that mindset that you're just constantly striving to be better and better and better, then you're putting yourself in the best position to succeed and ultimately be happy, you know, because that's what most people want. They want to be happy. You know, a lot of people say they want money. Ultimately, it boils down to freedom, and people just want to be happy, you know, and however that may be for you. You know, there's no right or wrong. But one of the things I really want to talk to you about today that I haven't discussed in the past, and I don't know why, I kind of scratched my head, because it's really changed so many things about my life and my family and the business. And that's tithing, guys. So first thing I want you to do is pick up and read a book called The Four Spiritual Laws of Success. This is a book I heard about from, I want to give credit where credit's due. I heard about this book from Sean Terry years ago. This was probably back 2013 or so. And I had, you know, I've always tithed. Well, let me not say that. I haven't always tithed, but for the last probably 6, 7, 8 years, I've tithed. But it wasn't until I read that book back in 2013 or so that I started to tithe on a consistent basis. In other words, you know, and I've gone through different variations of tithing, but it's always been 10%. So a tithe is, you know, what the Bible calls first fruits, right? So 10% of what you bring in goes back out to where you get your spiritual food. So, you know, to a lot of people, that's the church. To other people, that's, you know, people in need. If you talk to some others, it's an organization. I'm not here to tell you what you should do or what's right and wrong, because that's something you have to figure out. You know, and so what I encourage you to do is pray about it. Figure out what makes sense for you. And I've gone through different variations. You know, at one point I was tithing 10% of gross, right? So every time we do a deal, I'd take 10% of that and I'd send it out to the church. Or sometimes I would send it out to somebody in need. And then I went through a period after talking to several people and mentors that it was 10% of what I pay myself, or what I pay the household, I should say, right? The money that goes to live and to eat and to take care of the mortgage and those different kinds of things. So figure out what makes sense for you. But the point I'm really trying to come across here is what I want to convey to you is everything changes when you tithe and when you put God first, and when you say, hey, this is not my money. I realize that you've entrusted this to me. You know, it's about being a good steward of money. And when you release that money out, and when you send it to the church, or you send it to an organization, or wherever you're getting your spiritual food from, you're telling God and you're telling the universe that you have an abundant mindset and that you're being a good steward of money. You know, he's entrusted you to this. And I don't want to get all religious here. This isn't a sermon. This is a podcast. I'm just trying to, these are my values. This is what I truly believe in. And you know, if you like what you're hearing, great. You know, and if not, then that's perfectly fine too. But I want to tell you, you know, I want to share with you some of the things that I think have had a profound impact on my life, and things that I think can really help you. And it's tithing. You know, that there's been times where, you know, things were tight and I had, you know, couple thousand dollars or whatever it was sitting there, and I knew it was kind of earmarked for tithing and to give to the church, and I gripped it a little too hard, and I knew I was going to send it eventually, but I didn't. And call it coincidence, call it whatever you want, things would always get even tougher during those periods. And then I really feel like it was God testing me. And then whenever I would send that money and release it, just inevitably within like days, if not like a week or so, something amazing would happen. You know, whether it was a huge deal we landed, or whether it was a new opportunity that opened up that was going to lead to, you know, other opportunities, and that just so many things lined up. And I really think that's God just showing his power, you know, testing you. And so I really want to encourage you to read that book, The Four Spiritual Laws of Success. We'll have a link in the show notes page, so you guys can check it out on Amazon. I read that book back in 2013, and the light bulb kind of went off, you know. And there's different different Bible verses that talk about, you know, giving first fruits and tithing, and essentially it's 10%. Right now, whether that's gross or whether that's what you pay your household, I mean, you got to figure that out. I'm not here to tell you that, but the point is, amazing things happen when you do it, and you do it from a place of really wanting to give, not because you expect something in return. I think that's really critical. I'm certainly not encouraging you to tithe because you're going to get more. I think that's just a byproduct of what happens when you tithe. Okay. aside from that, that's really the heart of the episode. But something else I want to kind of share with you, and this comes from the book, The Richest Man in Babylon, by, I think the guy's name is George S. Klassen. And also, if you read the book by Mike Mallon, I'm forgetting his last name, Profit First, you know, essentially the same concept. Make sure that you guys are paying yourself first. Okay. I recommend at least 10%, you know, so many times people, you know, money comes in and then money goes out right away. You know, it's, they have to pay bills, they have to pay expenses. And then the two things that suffer is that they're not building an account for them, like a wealth account or something that they can use to then go buy assets, or they can use that money to invest. Or even if it's a, you know, what Dave Ramsey calls an emergency fund or a rainy day fund, make sure that you guys are being good stewards of money. Make sure that you're tithing, make sure that you're paying yourself first, whether that money is going to be used for investments or whether that money is going to be used as an emergency fund. You know, make sure that you have these different buckets of money set aside so that you can continue to grow, and you don't want to be in that chase for money and the chase for the deal. And I think I find a lot of wholesalers, and I'm guilty of this as well at times, although I've gotten a lot better of it, is, you know, you're only as good as your last deal, or what's that saying? Maybe you're only good as your next deal. And so if you're in a transactional business and you don't have passive income, residual income, a recurring revenue component to your business, number one, look at that, right? See how you can, without taking your eye off the ball, understanding your unique abilities, see how you can potentially introduce that income into your life. But make sure that when you do a deal, you pay yourself, you tithe, you pay yourself first. Because if you don't have money put aside, whether it's for investments, I recommend money put aside for investments and at least 3 to 6 months, you know, expenses put aside. You're always going to find yourself kind of chasing your tail. You know, you ever seen that dog that's trying to like bite or catch his tail and he just goes around in a circle and a circle and a circle? Kind of the equivalent is just you're on that hamster wheel. You're in that rat race. So anyway, just those are the two things I really wanted to share with you today. Because I see a lot of people just kind of drop the ball when it comes to this area of their life. You know, you want to put this under the umbrella of personal finances. But if you do nothing else, just read the book, The Four Spiritual Laws of Success, and then you can decide what's best for you. But I can only speak for myself and for others that I've spoken to. You know, it's amazing what happens when you just let go and trust God. So, anyway, just wanted to share that with you. I hope it resonates. I realize this probably isn't going to be a popular subject or topic for a lot of people, and I'm perfectly cool with that. You know, this podcast isn't for everyone, but the people it is for, I really thank you. And even if it's not for you, I thank you too, just for taking the time to tune in. You know, I realize this isn't going to be the best fit for everyone, and I'm not trying to be all things to all people. But if anything, I hope I just kind of planted a seed that if you're not tithing, if you're not paying yourself first, it kind of gets you thinking along those lines. And hopefully this is a spark to, you know, to take action and then kind of go in that direction. And it's amazing, you know, what happens and what God does in your life when you trust him, you know. So let me know your thoughts. I'd love to hear, you know, your opinions, your feedback. Even if we don't agree, I'd love to hear kind of a different take, but if you want to share, and if not, that's perfectly fine. Guys, one other thing I wanted to kind of end with here before we wrap it up is, our team is growing. And so I want to kind of put this out there because I realize a lot of people listen to the show. And so, we're always looking for deals, you know, so whether you have a deal or whether you have, you know, if you're looking for deals or if you have deals, connect with me. You know, we primarily wholesale here in the South Florida area, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, although Miami-Dade is really our primary market. And so, you know, we're growing. We're always looking for deals. So if you have private money that you're looking to place, or if you're looking for deals, if you have your own deals and you're looking for buyers, chances are there's some synergies. There's ways we could potentially work together. So reach out to me so we could just kind of meet, have a conversation, see if there's something there. You know, so you can send me an email, alex@flipempire.com. And then also our team is growing, you know, and we're looking for talented people. You know, I'm not going to go down a, you know, I'm not going to highlight every single position we're looking for at the moment, but I'm always looking for talent. I'm always looking for the right people, especially not just the right people, but, you know, like Jim Collins talks about the right people in the right seat on the right bus. The people that fit our core values, people that understand our purpose and that resonates with them. If that's you, or if you think you might want to be a part of this team, reach out to me, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. I'd love to just have a conversation and kind of see where you're at and, you know, see where we're at, see if it's a good fit. If not, you know, we get a chance to, I always enjoy just communicating and chatting with people that listen to the podcast. And I'm all about just building relationships and continuing to try to add as much value as I can. So really, really appreciate you. And I will catch you on the next show. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.